Hello, it's Matt, and this is a Proud Podcast. If you're a professional currently at home with your family, wanting to stay safe, stay sane, and also learn some new skills, then you've come to the right place. To begin this podcast series, I thought that before I start helping you develop your business skills, then as virtually everyone in professional services is currently stuck at home due to COVID-19 pandemic, the most valuable area I could explore if you have primary age school children at home with you is what to do with them while you're also trying to work remotely. Many parents are used to dropping their children off at 8 o'clock in the morning at before school clubs or nursery, and picking them up sometime between 3 and 6pm in the afternoon. Now, all of a sudden, we've just been promoted to full-time home school teacher, and spending an extra 7 to 10 hours each day in the same location is a shock to the system. If you're not used to spending much time with your young children, then it will be a wonderful experience of discovery. And at the same time, you'll be knackered after just a week. Maybe, with mummy and daddy at home, your little angel or angels will not understand that you also have a job or business to maintain. You've got people to lead and inspire, which will ensure you have a future income to support your family. So how can this podcast help? Well, I'm here for professionals and their families to make life a little easier in these challenging times. Today, I've asked someone with over a decade of experience in the field of primary education to share some of their thoughts. In more recent years, they've been providing online private tutoring. Therefore, she's the ideal person to explain how to understand our children better, how best to help them learn, and ensure that when they return to school, they won't have lost ground. As we record this in April 2020, hopefully our children will be able to return in September, but that's far from certain. This is certainly not a studio quality recording, but like many of you, we're making the most of online video conferencing software. So let's start and join the podcast now, where I welcome today's a proud podcast guest, Amanda Richmond. Hello, Amanda.
Hello, Matthew. Thank you for inviting me to join you today.
My pleasure. So we're both home-based today. We may have family members in the household, so there might be different noises going on. That's all part of what's going on for everybody at the moment. So before I ask you, how did you get into teaching? Let me ask you my three P's question. For those of you who don't know, who's listening to this, I will explain the three P's marketing idea in another podcast. But for now, the three P's are people, problem, and possibilities. So Amanda, the first question, people, who do you work with?
Well, at the moment, I work mostly with professional parents, some in the UK, some as far as Beijing, Russia, Italy. These professionals are all working hard to earn money for their family, but at the same time trying to provide their children with a really high quality education. And these parents obviously want their children to benefit as much as possible from their education, so they choose to invest in a personal tutor. With the aim of accelerating that learning, really.
And what problem do they have?
Well, in this current situation, I think the major problem we're seeing is parents trying to juggle the challenge of working from home, whilst also, as you mentioned at the start, becoming a homeschooling parent, sometimes for one child, sometimes for many children, all at the same time. So I'm offering to support, you know, children of various ages who may not be able to get that personal assistance at home. The problem with homeschooling is that you need a lot of access to the curriculum. Sometimes children aren't willing to take the parent on as a teacher either. They think, hang on, you're my parent, you're not supposed to teach me. So obviously everybody's very concerned that children might fall behind, especially those with attention problems who need a lot more adult supervision during this time, or even higher achievers who are demanding more and more education. They're craving more and more information, and there just isn't the time to provide them with that.
I'm sure that resonates with a lot of people at the moment. So what possibilities do you provide?
Well, my aim is to use as much expertise and experience to provide daily sessions or weekly sessions of stimulating lessons that can just take the pressure off parents for maybe just 60 minutes a day, but making sure that children are still receiving that high quality education. During my lessons, they can get personalized feedback along with a human interaction, which will hopefully allow them to keep up to speed with their education, if not be further ahead when they return to school.
Okay, great. So that's a bit of background so our pod professional parents know who they're listening to. Before we get into some practical ideas that our listeners can use, let's find out some more about you. Amanda, how did you get into teaching?
Well, it feels like quite a long time ago now. I think it was 15 years ago when I first started my teaching career. And really, some people would say it's either something you follow because you're passionate about a subject or you're kind of born into that role. For me, it was kind of the latter. I had a wonderful own experience at private school and learned a great deal from my teachers, who were mostly intelligent and inspiring. So it really inspired me to do the same and to be able to share knowledge with children, even adults, and to see them learn and develop in such great quantities when you go through school. It was a really rewarding job to get into. So yes, I started teaching actually in a bit of supply teaching, which was quite a baptism of fire. Showed me the full range of education systems, from children from deprived backgrounds, children to privileged backgrounds, and just a huge variety of schools across even the Midlands. But then my first full-time role in school was actually for a school for children with autism. So I was managing 5 teaching assistants, planning whole class sessions and individual lesson plans, because the children varied greatly in their ability. So it was a great way to learn how to manage people and learn a number of behaviour management skills. Then about 2007, I moved into mainstream schools. And at one point, I've been teaching classes at all levels from reception to year 6. So gaining lots of curriculum knowledge, learning plenty from my colleagues, mainly teaching maths, English and science and music, which was my specialty. And doing a few booster sessions with small groups as well. And it was 2010 when I finally settled in a beautiful little private school for many more years to come. And this is where I had a class of year 4 children and a class of year 2 children and a shorter spell in year 5 and 6, and enjoyed the whole immersion of school life, choir, celebrations, theatre, everything that school has to offer. So, yes, it was all going very well.
And then how did you move from that, and how did you get into private tuition?
Well, I think private tuition was always something in the back of my mind. As my teaching style tended to be more in the Miss Honey than the Miss Trunchbull sort of style, in that I had a really strong teacher-student relationship. I put a lot of energy into making lessons, engaging and animated lessons. I prepared so much time making the lessons exciting and listened to individual pupils that I absolutely love the teaching. But as is the way with many professions, the paperwork, the assessment, the detailed planning to satisfy different agencies, it didn't feel like it was improving my lessons. It was just wearing me out. So to me, the call to private tuition was, I need to do what I love most, teach, but without all the unnecessary paperwork. And I knew it would be far more rewarding and I'd be able to see the progress with children instantly. So it really was the next step up to move into private tuition and provide that personalised learning environment. And very quickly, I was getting feedback from parents that the kids I was teaching were improving in school and, what's more, really enjoying their lessons. So that was a great benefit to all of us.
That's great and really helpful. So you've been providing private tuition remotely for a while now. I'm just wondering, what are the benefits for the child of private tuition?
Well, the benefits, as I mentioned just before, that sort of personalised learning environment. So I can tailor the lessons to their individual learning style. If their attention wanders at any point, I can steer things in a different direction, or maybe suggest to the child some mental games to help them calm down or refocus. But one of the big perks of a personal lesson is you can have a real boost, a confidence boost, plenty of positive reinforcement, and the children have more time to reflect, try things out for themselves without worrying about being judged by others. And then they have their own time to summarise what they've learnt, and of course keep practising for homework. So it really is that personalised learning environment that keeps them more engaged than in a classroom.
Great. And what value would group tuition bring right now?
Well, I think group tuition, I do enjoy the group tuition, but especially now with all these children sitting at home in isolation, I'm sure they're missing that social aspect of school. So bringing in small group tuition will bring a bit of social back into their day. I've also found with some pupils that if they're a similar ability, they can learn from each other. They'll share their knowledge, maybe even explain things to each other in a different way to the teacher or a parent might. And a bit of friendly competition can sometimes help to spur people on. But I do encourage children not to worry too much about comparing themselves to others. It's more important to improve upon your own scores and just see the personal improvement as you grow.
Okay, and how long have you been teaching remotely? And what benefits does that add?
Teaching remotely, I think, was about 4 years ago. I had an opportunity to teach children in Beijing. This was in classes of about 10. And of course, teaching online became the obvious medium. And since then, I've been able to teach people in Italy and Russia. And even if I've been traveling myself, as I did last year, I went to Southeast Asia. All my UK students were able to continue their lessons with me online. So, the benefits of remote teaching, obviously for me, is that I can continue wherever I am, and I can reach out to people all around the world. But more importantly, for the children, it's actually can be more engaging, especially some children with attention deficit disorders. They find that the computer draws their attention in with less distraction than you might find in the classroom, or even sitting in the room with them, they might be distracted by things around the room. Whereas working on the laptop, working on the iPad, on their computer, there's an interactive element. They've got games we can turn to. We can bring up worksheets on screen, or they can have the resources on paper beside them. And the internet's amazing for finding visual concepts as well for them. So, never-ending stimulation through the media of the internet. But yes, needless to say, I do instill that children do have access to pencil and paper, and it's important that they do their homework in their workbooks as well. And for many children, that pencil and paper writing is actually easier for them to express themselves, and then they can simply show me on the video what they've done. So it's important to have a balance of computer screen and paper.
Okay, so that's all the benefits to the children, and ultimately the people that pay for this is the parents. So what are the benefits for the parents?
Well, obviously parents working from home right now, while simultaneously homeschooling, if I can offer that 60 minutes a day, takes the pressure off them to provide that education. Also, parents will be knowing that their child is spending time with a professional teacher who has obviously knowledge of the curriculum, and can answer any questions that the school, within the schoolwork that's being provided, parents might have many questions that they still need to ask about. I've noticed among my friends that a lot of incredibly smart and successful parents who know a lot about what they do and can educate their kids wonderfully, but it might have been a long time ago since they studied phonics or fractions or algebra, and parents are sometimes a little baffled by some of these concepts. So I like to be able to explain to parents as well as to the children how to do some of these things. So that's an obvious benefit to the parents. I know a lot of parents are working really hard at home, homeschooling their children. And again, it's been amazing to see on social media, even in private messages to me, what parents are doing with their children. They're producing work for them at home. But even then, some parents say, it's just not sticking. You know, my kid's not listening or they're not taking it in. And I'd probably want to remind parents at this stage of the different types of learners. And this is what I try and do during lessons, is trying to figure out what's inside the mind of a child. For some, they might be a visual learner. They've got to see it written down. For others, it's auditory. They've got to hear something or indeed say it out loud to remember. And other children have to be kinesthetic. They need to be practical and manipulate resources with their hands. So, yes, for example, with maths, we can have resources maybe brought into their homes, or even just seeing it on screen where they can move things around on screen can help with that. So I guess the benefit to parents is an hour a day without them having to interact, so they can enjoy getting on with their working from home, knowing that I'm providing that professional adult supervision. And knowing it's not just screen time, it's human interaction, positive feedback, and hopefully helping their child get ahead, really.
Well, that sounds great. So if the professional parents listening in the UK want to get hold of you, then what's the best way of getting in contact with you, Amanda?
I think the best way is my email address, which is hello, H-E-L-L-O, at mindfulmanda.co.uk, which is part of a website I'm slowly building, which is hoping to bring in mindfulness to every element of my day, especially in my teaching. The website has a link to my teaching qualifications and experience, so that can be found at www.mindfulmanda.co.uk. So yes, please email me any thoughts, any questions. I'd be happy to help, and happy to provide you more details about the curriculum as you have all that homeschooling to look at as well.
All right, we'll put those details also in the podcast for you to get in touch with. Thank you for your time and advice. As we finish this proud podcast, I want to ensure that my listeners get maximum value from their listening time. So with that in mind, Amanda, what's one simple activity immediately parents can do today?
Well, I guess my number one piece of advice would be get outside if possible, take a walk, or possibly introduce some yoga for kids. And after that, I find children concentrate so much better after a bit of exercise. And the brain filled with oxygen will be in a much healthier state to learn.
I think getting outside is really important. I took my daughter out this morning. We went for a walk around because they're still allowed to do that. And then coming back, she had the idea of turning an egg box, which we'd used, into a treasure chest. So she's covered that in all sparkles and things. Super. And then I went and hid it in the garden. She dressed up as a pirate. So she's been exploring the garden dressed as a pirate. And that's kept her occupied for quite a while.
That sounds wonderful.
Yes, so it's just having those ideas every day, really, and having a professional around to actually deal with the more kind of academic learning, which is going to be really important. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that sounds excellent. Do you have any other educational tips or tricks to share?
Educational tips tend to crop up every so often in lessons, and I really ought to write them down, I suppose. But the only thing that springs to mind, I suppose, spelling seems to be a hot topic with people posting on social media and thinking, does it matter what your spelling is about? But if spelling is getting you down and you're struggling with there, and there, as is often the case, I do have a little hook to remember the three spellings. If we start with T-H-E-R-E, there, which has a here in it, I like to make the link between there and here. And of course, where, W-H-E-R-E, which all have the same spelling pattern. So if you can remember, where are you? Oh, here I am. There you are. Then you'll always remember T-H-E-R-E with the here inside it. And then, of course, belonging to them, their school coats, their iPads, their garden, is a T-H-E-I-R. And this obviously is similar to the pronouns mine, possessive pronouns mine, which has an I in it, his or hers, and his has the letter I in it. So of course theirs also has an I in it. So that's just one little way to remember those two spellings. And of course, they apostrophe RE is the one that's short for they are. But that's up for another debate as to whether it is really relevant to have your spelling correct with there, and there.
All right, fab. All right, so thank you for that. Lots of ideas, then ended with a little nugget of information. So thank you for that. I hope we can hear from you again in the future. Perhaps if any listeners have specific questions for Amanda, they could email Amanda. So just to repeat that again. So it's hello@mindfulmanda.co.uk if you want to get in touch with Amanda. So some things you might want to think about, or maybe we could discuss in the future, or if you've got more specific challenges with your children, you want to email Amanda. So some of my thoughts could be, so perhaps maybe you've got a clever child, which is great, but you find it difficult to keep them occupied. Or maybe you have a child with additional needs and want some ideas for engaging activities. So feel free to give Amanda an email, and she will get back in touch with you. All right, so I look forward to bringing you more professionals your way to help us through all these unsettled times. Thank you very much, Amanda, for your time.
Thank you very much, Matthew.
And I will see my podcast people very, very soon. All right, take care. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.